time now for the latest world sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, it's a night to remember for Swedish fans in Stockholm.
Here's Hart out of his penalty, heading the ball away, but only Ibrahimovic. Brilliant turn by Ibrahimovic. What a sensational goal! That is as good as you will ever see!
Elsewhere, India and England's cricketers prepare for their first test match in Ahmedabad, and Ricky Hatton tells us he's happy to be back in the boxing ring.
The first time I got hit on the chin, I quite enjoyed it. I thought, oh, I've missed this.
We'll start with a night of international friendlies, where Zlatan Ibrahimovic scored all four goals, including an amazing overhead kick, as Sweden marked the opening of their new stadium with a 4-2 victory over England in Stockholm. It was a scintillating fourth goal from Ibrahimovic, winning the praises of the England captain Steven Gerrard, who was also celebrating his 100th cap for his country.
I've been playing football a long time. It's probably the best goal I've ever seen in life, so I can't pay him, you know, a bigger tribute than that. The manager said to us before the game, sometimes he turns up, sometimes he doesn't, and tonight he certainly turned up.
And just finally on your achievement, have you got a target in mind now? You're 100 not out.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to Brazil in February for 101 cap. I just take each cap as it comes, and if I overtake people, then that's great, but I certainly don't target to... you know, any number of caps. My target to try and get this team and this squad to qualify for the next major tournament.
Elsewhere, the Netherlands were held to a goalless draw by their neighbours Germany, with both injury-hit teams fielding makeshift sides after a raft of withdrawals. France came back from a goal down to beat Italy 2-1, sending the Azzurri to their sixth consecutive friendly defeat. Pedro scored his seventh goal in five internationals as an understrength Spain side thumped Panama 5-1 in a one-sided friendly to end the year unbeaten in 16 matches. Edison Cavani and Luis Suarez were on the score sheet for Uruguay in their 3-1 win over Poland. In Gdansk. The United States finished their year twice coming from behind for a 2-2 draw with Russia, leaving head coach Jurgen Klinsmann praising his team's personality. And he might be the world's best footballer, but Lionel Messi couldn't help Argentina beat Saudi Arabia. They drew 0-0 in Riyadh, with Messi missing two goal-scoring chances. To Africa, where 14 of the 16 teams playing in next year's Cup of Nations were in international action on Wednesday. The BBC's John Akers has the details.
Perennial favourites Ivory Coast were in good form as they cruised past Austria 3-0. Captain Didier Drogba got their second. The Black Stars of Ghana beat Cape Verde 1-0 in Portugal. A second-half strike for Mubarak Wakasu, the difference between the two sides. Tunisia had Rami Bedoui sent off in the second half as they conceded in the sixth minute of stoppage time to lose 2-1 at home to Switzerland. Hosts of the 2013 tournament, South Africa lost 1-0 at home to African champion Zambia. Togo won in Morocco by 1-0. Niger and Senegal shared a 1-1 draw, Modibo Sidibe giving Niger the lead, with Sadio Mane equalising in the second half. And Algeria lost 1-0 at home to Bosnia-Herzegovina.
There were also several World Cup qualifiers on Wednesday as Japan moved a step closer to qualification for Brazil 2012. Shinji Okazaki's late goal gave Japan a 2-1 away victory over Oman. It virtually guarantees Japan a spot in the World Cup finals, having dropped just 2 points during the final stage of Asian qualification. Despite losing the match, Oman are still in contention. Their coach Paul Le Guen remains optimistic.
We are still improving, even if we lose today. I think that... more and more we can compete against such a team. Japan at the moment is one of the best teams in the world, and we could have drawn today, and it should have been great. But really, I'm proud of the player, because they gave all they can, and it's a great feeling.
What did the rest of the world learn about Oman today?
No, not a lot, but I think that that we are on the right way, and we have improved. Now it was a completely different game from the first one, and At least I am proud of that.
You still think you can make it to the World Cup now?
I don't know. It will be tough, but I think that people are happy. It's a good step. In a few months, I think that we will get better.
Well, in the same group, Iraq's 1-0 victory over Jordan in Doha boosted their chances. The win moves them level with Australia for the second qualifying spot. Elsewhere, Montenegro beat San Marino 3-0 and atop of Group H, while Northern Ireland scored a 96-minute equaliser to draw 1-1 with Azerbaijan. Now to cricket here on the BBC World Service, and England selectors are likely to choose between Tim Bresnan and Monty Panesar as a replacement for Steve Finn for the first test against India, which starts later on Thursday. Looking forward to the first day is the BBC's cricket correspondent, Jonathan Agnew.
Finn's replacement will be Bresnan or Panesar, and although the relayed pitch is very dry, England will probably go with Bresnan at this early stage. Finn's injury and Swan's unexpected trip home have been the only unsettling factors, on the field at least. Off it, a dispute between the BCCI and photographers might affect newspaper coverage of this series. India haven't lost a series at home since 2004, and not a single test here for 6 years. England, under Cook's leadership, have the look of a new start about them. He spoke in glowing terms about Peterson's return and its runs in the bank that will determine England's fate in this contest.
Well, the England captain, Alistair Cook, says he knows what improvements his side need to make following their home series defeat against South Africa.
We've got to be able to stay in the game long enough to give ourselves the opportunity to win. A lot of cricket happens later on in the games in the subcontinent. We've got to make sure we're in with a shout going into those last couple of days. But if I'm standing here, I'll be disappointed if we lost, and I'll be happy if we won. There's no other way of brushing over it, and because it's a result-driven business, and that's what we're trying to do.
That's Alistair Cook. Well, the onus will be on India's slow bowlers to exploit England's weakness against spin on bouncing and turning wickets. The Indian captain, Mahendra Singh Dhoni, says his side will make the most of home advantage.
Most of your cricket, depending on where you play, which country you belong to, more than 60 or 70% of cricket you play in your own country, so you're supposed to be good there. And once you go to a different part of the world, it's a fresh challenge for you. So I feel, every country feels the same. So it's no different to England. When we go to a different place, we also face the same challenges. So that's why I feel each and every tour is very special, and I feel it's the same for the English side.
Some other cricket news for you. And Bangladesh will resume the third day of their first test against West Indies on 164-3 in Dhaka in the next couple of hours. That's 363 runs behind West Indies' first innings score of 527-4 declared. Shivnarain Chanderpaul made 203 to equal his best ever test score. Some boxing news. Well, we were going to hear from Ricky Hatton, but we're not going to. So I'll tell you that he says anyway that it'll be an emotional night in Manchester when he returns to the ring to fight the Ukrainian boxer Vladislav Shevchenko next weekend. Hatton hasn't fought since his brutal knockout against Manny Pacquiao in 2009. His time away from boxing brought headlines for the wrong reasons, as he struggled with drink and drugs. He says he wasn't afraid to get back to competitive sparring in preparation for the bout. And one other bit of racing news for you. The world's top-rated racehorse, Frankel, has had his stud fee set at $200,000. That's the charge for each owner whose mare breeds with the stallion. After being retired in October, Frankel is expected to breed with the stallion. After being retired in October, Frankel is expected to mate with around 100 mares a year, meaning he could generate more than $19 million in his first year and almost $160 million overall. Before we go, I'll just run through some of the scores from the night's international friendlies. Zlatan Ibrahimovic scored all four goals, including an amazing overhead kick. If you haven't seen it, try and get on YouTube to have a watch, as Sweden marked the opening of their new stadium with a 4-2 victory over England. And the Netherlands were held to a goalless draw by their neighbours Germany, with both injury-hit teams fielding makeshift sides after a raft of withdrawals. France came back from a goal down to beat Italy tied after a raft of withdrawals. France came back from a goal down to beat Italy 2-1, sending the Azzurri to their sixth consecutive friendly defeat. Pedro scored his seventh goal in five internationals as an understrength Spain side thumped Panama 5-1 in the one-sided friendly to end the year unbeaten in 16 matches. Edison Cavani and Luis Suarez were on the score sheet for Uruguay in their 3-1 win over Poland in Gdansk. And the United States finished their year twice coming from behind for a 2-2 draw with Russia in Krasnodar. That's the latest BBC Sports.